just walking, eyes cast downward. On hot days and cold nights, in rain and snow, I saw her clutching her shopping bag home to her heart. Once they threw her from a bar on 2nd Avenue as I was passing, for simply asking if the restroom there was free. We collided, then tumbled to the pavement in a heap, to the infinite pleasure of the redneck patrons of the bar. I asked, "Are you okay?" "This happens often," she replied. It was then I asked her name. In a momentary silence, a warm glow came over her. A faint smile broke the hard lines of her weathered face. A voice that cracked from a much deeper silence offered, "Rita. Old Rita, they call me, because I've been around longer than God's grandmammy." There was a trace of an accent, ever so slight, though unrecognizable. For a second, I'd swear I saw a gleam in her eye, but it faded quickly into a tear, as if transformed by the pain of remembering. There were no more words, ever. I helped her gather her belongings and pack them into her bag.